Well, our reading today is from the book of Philippians. It's Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best, and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now at St. Mary's, we are blessed with a wonderful group of mission partners. Let me mention where they are and what they do. We have Tim and Rachel in the Far East. They help hundreds of new Christians from Muslim backgrounds to grow in Christ. Paul is teaching English and teaching the gospel to young people in Chad. I Serve Africa trains young people for a lifetime of biblically faithful, servant-hearted ministry in Kenya. Greg and Jill, our partners with Mission Aviation Fellowship, are resourcing mission in East Africa. Jo Clifford is based in Germany, but she works globally translating the Bible. Our partners Luke and Mary train evangelical church leaders in Chile. Also in South America, Juan Carlos and Penny lead a church in a poor area of Lima. Through Sat7, the gospel is reaching thousands across the Middle East through satellite television. Neil and Sharon are based here, but train preachers around the world. And then Wayne, Angie, Jason and Laura and Glenn are sharing Christ here in the UK. It's so exciting for us here at St. Mary's to be connected through our mission partners with what God is doing to grow his gospel all over the world. And today I want us to think about our relationship with our mission partners. As a church, what kind of partnership do we have with them? Now, some of us watching are new to St. Mary's. We might say, I didn't know we had mission partners. Others might say, well, I recognise some of those names. Still others of us pray for our partners regularly. Now, personally, I'm so grateful for our mission partners, but I must confess that I can sometimes go for weeks without really engaging with them. The relationship between us at St. Mary's and our mission partners can be and should be a true partnership. A partnership which is a blessing both to them and to us. And a partnership which really serves the growth of the gospel all over the world. Now, one of the best places in the Bible to learn about gospel partnership is this book of Philippians. One of the great themes of Philippians is partnership. The apostle Paul had founded the church in the Greek city of Philippi. After a few months there, he left to continue his missionary work. But the Philippians continued to support Paul in his ministry around the Mediterranean. They were his partners in his missionary work. And so I want us to look at this partnership between Paul and the Philippians to see what we can learn for our relationship with our mission partners. And whether we're new to St. Mary's or old hands, I hope it will be exciting to see how we can be true partners in God's work all over the world. We're going to see three truths about gospel partnership. First, gospel partnership is joyful. Gospel partnership is joyful. Look at verse 3. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And this is one of the most joyful starts to any letter in the Bible. In all his prayers, for all of them, Paul always prayed with joy. Why? Because of their partnership in the gospel. Now that word partnership means working together with a shared purpose. Partnership is working together towards a common goal. And when that goal is something you're passionate about, partnership is a joy. It's exciting to be in a sports team working together to win matches. It's inspiring to be in a band working together to put on concerts. In parenting, you can grow such a deep bond through working together to raise children. But the partnership between Paul and the Philippians was even greater. It was gospel partnership. They worked together to advance the gospel. Now, the gospel is the good news of Jesus. It's the message that we are more wicked than we ever dared believe, and at the same time more loved than we ever dared hope. We're more wicked than we ever dared believe because we have rejected God our Maker and rebelled against our Creator. And so we deserve his right judgment. But at the same time, we're more loved than we ever dared hope because in his love, God gave his Son to save us. Jesus Christ died on the cross to bear our sins, to bear the judgment that we deserve. And so now if anyone trusts in Christ, if anyone turns to him as Lord, well, they are forgiven by God, adopted as his child, and heading not for an eternity cut off from God, but for an eternity in his perfect new creation. That's the gospel. And Paul and the Philippians were partners in advancing that gospel. They worked together with this great goal to see the gospel spread. So what Paul was doing all around the Mediterranean, they were doing back at home in Philippi. Paul and the Philippians worked together with one goal, sharing the gospel of Jesus. Now in verse 5, Paul says they've been partners in the gospel from the first day until now. From the first day they trusted in Christ, the Philippians worked with Paul to share the gospel. So whether we have just come to faith or whether we've been following Jesus for decades, we can be partners in the gospel. Now here at St. Mary's, we're blessed with mission partners who are passionate about the gospel. And this should be such an encouragement to us as we share the gospel in Maidenhead. So as we pray for friends that they'd be open to Jesus, we know that Tim and Rachel in the Far East are doing the same. As we seek to build friendships with people who don't know Christ, and as we seek to be open about our faith, we know that Greg and Jill in Uganda are doing the same thing. As we invite friends to come to church or to attend Christianity Explored or to read the Bible with us, well, we know that Paul in Chad is engaged in the same work. And we share in the same challenges. When we're afraid to speak to someone, when we're hurt because someone rejects our friendship because they don't want all that Christian stuff, when it's just hard to keep on praying and keep on reaching out, well, we know that our mission partners are enduring the very same challenges where they are. It is such a joy to know that we have partners in the gospel. And our mission partners need to know that just as they work to share the gospel where they are, we are working to share the gospel in Maidenhead. Paul and the Philippians were partners because they had the same goal. They worked to advance the gospel. And they were also partners because they supported each other in the work. So in Philippians chapter 4, Paul returns to the language of partnership. He says that the Philippians partnered with him in giving. They sent aid to him when he was in need. So although on the whole they were poor, the Philippians sent money to Paul so that he could give more of his time to sharing the gospel. Now at St. Mary's we do the same. A certain proportion of our budget each year is committed to supporting our mission partners overseas and here in the UK. We've also established a mission hardship fund, which was for our harvest giving last year for for extra needs during the coronavirus crisis. Now, this giving is not a burden to us. It's not just another line in our accounts. It is a joy because it enables us to be partners with what God is doing around the world. Through our giving, we can be part of what God's doing in the Far East, part of God's work in Africa, reaching people for Jesus, part of what God is doing to raise up faithful leaders in South America. This partnership is the most joyful partnership that we can have. It's partnership in the gospel. That's the joy of gospel partnership. Our mission partners are passionate about sharing the gospel where they are, and that encourages us to be passionate about sharing the gospel here. I hope it works both ways. And through our support of mission partners, we have the joy of being part of God's work around the world. So gospel partnership is joyful. Next, it is also loving. This is our second heading. Gospel partnership is loving. Let's look at verse 7. Paul writes, "It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me." Now you can feel in those words the love that Paul has for the Philippians. For him, this is not just a business partnership. Paul is not just in it for what he can get from them. No, he has them in his heart. He loves them because, end of verse 7, all of you share in God's grace with me. They share with Paul in God's gift of salvation. That's what binds them together in love. Paul even says in verse 8, "God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus." See, Paul's love for them is supernatural. Some of the affection or love Jesus has for them has been put into Paul's heart, so that Paul loves the Philippians with something of the love that Christ has for them. And that's the love of gospel partnership. Now, as a church, we have a duty to love our mission partners. They share in God's grace with us. They have the same forgiveness as us, the same Holy Spirit. They are sons and daughters of the same Heavenly Father, heading for the same new creation. Now, realizing that makes us want to love them. A great way to love our mission partners is for each of us to build a personal link with one of them. If you look on the St. Mary's website under Outreach and Mission Partners and Prayer Points, you can read about all of our partners and their work. Perhaps there's one of our mission partners who God will put on your heart, giving you an interest in them and their ministry. And then the church office can give you their email address. Each growth group is linked with a mission partner. Your growth group leader can give you their contact details. Now, our mission partners tell us that a personal message can mean a huge amount. Even if it's just, "I was praying for you this morning, it's been snowing here, we've just had World Focus Sunday." A simple message like that could lead to more messages. That could lead to you asking to receive their regular prayer letters once a quarter. It could lead to meeting up when they're next in Maidenhead. It could lead to a personal friendship. And that could be a huge blessing, both to that mission partner and to you. It's so important that our mission partners know we care for them personally. Gospel partnership is not meant to be mechanical or purely financial. No, gospel partnership is loving. And then third, we see that gospel partnership is prayerful. Gospel partnership is prayerful. See, prayer was so vital to the relationship between Paul and the Philippians. And in verses 9 to 11, Paul tells them what he was praying for them. "And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best, and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God." You see, Paul was praying for the Philippians to grow. And he was praying for them to grow in every area of the Christian life, in love, in knowledge, in discernment, in purity, in righteousness. The healthy Christian is always growing, and not just growing in knowledge, but growing in all of these areas. And Paul prays for growth because, as he says at the end of verse 11, this comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. That's why he prays. Growth comes through Jesus Christ. A friend of mine moved to work in a new church, and when he arrived, the ladies of the church set up a rota to bake him a cake each week. And they began to outdo each other in making the most magnificent gâteau. But after a while, my friend said an amazing thing. He said, "Ladies, even more than your cakes, I would like your prayers." Well, our mission partners will often say the same. Above all, pray for us. They know that prayer is powerful, that prayer changes things, because growth comes from God. Now, this is why each Sunday at St. Mary's, we pray for a mission partner together at church. It's why once a month, every St. Mary's evening, we hear from a mission partner and pray for them at length. It's why each growth group has a linked mission partner to pray for. And it's why many of us ask mission partners to send us their regular prayer letters. And I want to encourage us, as we pray for mission partners together as a church or on our own, we are not just going through the motions. We're not just doing something pious. No, as we pray for them, we are doing something vital and powerful. Gospel growth comes from God. And so gospel partnership is prayerful. Well, as we conclude, let me ask each one of us to think, what can you do personally to help our church have this kind of gospel partnership with our mission partners? What can you do personally to help our church have this kind of relationship with our mission partners? We've seen that gospel partnership is joyful. So let's be encouraged to keep on sharing the gospel here, knowing that our partners are doing the same thing around the world. And let's rejoice that through prayer and giving, we have the privilege of being part of God's work globally. We've seen that gospel partnership is loving. So important that our partners know we care for them personally. Could you build a personal link with one mission partner, even in a small way? And we've seen that gospel partnership is prayerful. When we pray for our mission partners in church on Sunday and personally during the week, well, we are doing something which is powerful and effective in helping their work. Let's pray together now. Father, we thank you that you are at work all over the world, and that the good news of Jesus is growing and bearing fruit as more and more people come to new life in him. We thank you, Lord, for each one of our mission partners and the privilege we have as a church of being partners in your work globally. Lord, help us to count it a joy to have this partnership. Lord, help us to love our mission partners. Show us how we can support them on a personal level. And Lord, help us to pray passionately and faithfully for our partners and for your work through them. Amen.